Blog Talk Radio.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
That's the wrong song.
And I can't sweep you off of your...
Sorry, wrong song, guys. Welcome to A Team of Voices, Blog Talk Radio, and Sweet Discussions. My dogs will be joining us tonight via Amadeus and Remington, my 14-year-old and 2-year-old Australian Shepherds. They're very active this evening. This is Team of Voices, sponsored by our AT Poetry Foundation. And I am Sweet Pea. The song you just heard was Shaken by Eddie Money. It's an Eddie Money is an American rock star. That song was from his platinum album, Certified No Control, released in 1982. One of the cool facts about that is it was also played on the track music video game Guitar Hero and in the wonderful 1980s cartoon or educational material of Beavis and Butthead. Tonight's topic is open poetry. That means bring anything to my board. We'll talk about it as long as it's PG-17. Nothing for anything above or nothing for anything not under or over. I'm not quite sure how to put that. Anyway, keep it as clean as you can for anybody under the age of 18. Love doing this show. Happy it's Thursday. Let's see who I've got on my radio already. Of course, my other partner in crime who hangs out with me all the time, Mr. Rackentor. How are you this evening? Hello, Rack.
You can't hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. I didn't hear you the first time. Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, sweets.
Hey, how are you? Not
looking
a whole
good.
Lot.
Good.
I'm glad.
Burning down the house.
We're burning down the house. And then I've got Hatter Hatter. How are you tonight, Hatter?
Unmuted. I'm just fine, thank you. Hey, Rack.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Hey, Hatter.
I don't know. 239. I should know this number, I feel like. Who's 239? Say hello.
I think it's a ghost from your past.
Yeah.
A ghost from my past. Chaos.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go. Like, I know the number, and I'm not sure who it is, but now I know who it is. It's Chaos. Hello, Miss Chaos.
No, actually, look at Jay Hatter's post, and then look at the name to the right.
Okay, wait a minute. Jay Hatter's post and look at the name to the right.
There's two of them. The first one I did.
Jay Hatter's post. All right.
It's called Evolution of Adaptation. Hatter, I don't see yours, by the way.
Okay, because I don't either.
Should be two.
No, I don't see it yet. Unless I need to refresh this. Hold on a minute. Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, you put a whole bunch of them, you little sneaky devil. Okay. Okay. It's Andy.
Boston.
Yeah.
It's Andy, my sweet pea.
It's Andy. Oh, okay. So this is from my past. Well, hello.
Oh, it's hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm
that
actually doing pretty well. I'm doing pretty
good.
Well,
I'm
thanks.
Glad to hear.
Yeah, well, I'm not back. This is out of love to Hatter and to Deb, but I really have missed you guys, and I thought, well, why not? So here I am. If you'll have me, I will have you.
Well, that's good. It's an all-inclusive let's have each other. Sounds like a little past the PG-17 orgy time, but let's go for it.
Okay, then.
You never know what happens on my show, but hey, welcome to All Poetry Night with Sweepy. So, let's see what else I got going on. God only knows. Oh, here we go, 603. Hello, Princess, how are you?
Well, I don't know why I'm a princess.
Well, you know, like the Campfire Girls, you're kind of like the princess. I love you, Sky. You know.
I'll take it. Thank you. Hello.
Okay, good.
Hello, my dear.
Mother of Dragons.
Mother of Dragons. Well, you know, like, aren't they called Indian princesses that do all the camping and stuff? I think my niece was an Indian princess.
I only went camping three times this year.
I know. Okay. I was just referencing them. They're a great group. I'm glad to hear it.
I probably would have been more. You're right. I would have been more. But you know what? It just didn't stop freaking raining.
I know. And it's like fall is almost here, and it's just ending in August, but it's already getting
and it's really
like 53
sunny.
Degrees.
It's going to be 90 next week here in New Hampshire.
I woke up to 53 degrees today, and it's August 31st. But I also woke up to the beautiful blue moon, so I'm very excited about that.
All the sun that we missed during summer, we're getting it now, so I guess we're okay. It's just a little late.
I guess. Farmer's Almanac. Sha-na-na. Huh, I met them once.
Blue moon.
I think so. But, yeah, the Great Blue Moon has come and passed. We will not see it till 2037. But, hey, that's amazing. So, poetry. We're here for poetry. I have some poetry for you. Lest we forget, that's why we hear we rhyme. Well, I don't really rhyme. Hatter rhymes. I kind of do whatever I want to do. So what's happening since the last time I talked to you folks, I'm still burned. My fingers are still burning, but we're scraping less skin off, so that's exciting.
Did you save that faulty unit? Did you save it?
Oh, did I save it? Yeah, the attorneys are getting it.
Good.
What happened to you?
Yes. I was blow-drying my hair, and suddenly the hair in the hair dryer went from normal to like 270. And that's all the hair dryer blows out now. And it literally gave me like second and third degree burns across my fingers. Yeah.
She smoked it.
It's just a ball.
I suppose that gives a whole new meaning to when your mommy used to say it takes pains to be beautiful, doesn't it, though?
Oh, God. Let me tell you. It's been very, very bizarre, but it is what it is,
right?
I guess.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Hopefully it'll be okay.
Yeah, it's going to be okay. It's just one of those weird things in my life. My dogs have now bowed out of speaking with us, so Amadeus and Remington are now quiet. We'll see how long that lasts. But so let's throw my last adventure up, because I want, of course, you guys are my sounding board as always. So we will start with the adventure of my world. Is everybody ready to be disgusted?
Sure.
All right. I'm glad. If somebody could throw the link on the board for Angel, I would appreciate it while I go grab my disgusting poem. All right. Hopefully you guys will like it. It's really going to be gross. You guys are going to love it. At least I hope so.
Sure.
So this is the fourth one in the contest. And as always, you guys tell me if you like it or hate it or whatever. So this is A Picnic with a Spider.
Is it up on the board so I can read it or no?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
It is on the board.
Okay.
Yep. You got it yet?
No.
Yeah,
Hatter, do you see it?
Yeah, it's it. Yeah, she posted it. You're on the Team of Voices group chat. That's where I'm putting it.
Oh, under group chat?
Well,
yes.
go hit the clock bubble up there. It'll give you your page, and you look for the group.
No, I know, but the poems I see, there's only seven. I don't see yours, Sweet Pea.
No. Okay, you're in the show page. Go to the group chat line. Group chat.
Oh, okay.
Hit all a Team of Voices, and you.
Okay, I'm in Team of Voices, and now you want me to go to the group. I'm sorry, guys. I don't mean to be holding you up.
No. Go to Team of Voices and just scroll down.
Mm-hmm.
Hit Team of Voices, and it should open up, and that's our chat line. Should be in there.
Okay. Oh, to the chat line. Yeah, I kind of sort of remember that. Okay, hold it. Oh, is it not okay, Team of Voices, read more. I'm so sorry. I don't want to keep up. Is it called?
It
no, that's
say,
not it. What? Sorry?
No, hit a Team of Voices.
I did. I'm
go
there.
Scroll down to
group
to the chat line.
Okay.
See it?
Oh, I see it. A picnic with a spider. I see it. I see it.
There you go. Okay. You remember now.
I'm so happy. Thank you. All right, I'll mute my big fat mouth now.
She's bugging.
All right, there you go. My dogs are now quiet, so we're all good. All right,
good,
here
good.
We go. A Picnic with a Spider by Sweet Pea. Carcasses lay 2 feet deep below the trees. The fragrance of fatalities embraces the hive's environment, simulating my brain membranes and visions of murder and disembowelment. I flutter to the ground to understand the defeated. Humble, I nibble on the flesh of the fallen, suckling on the teats of the swollen, swallowing the passions of the gladiators who devoured them. The season of the sun is cooling and the flowers are falling lame. My beautiful cobalt tarantula, can you feel the pain in my rain? Vicious and cruel, you've been a killer, an exciting B-movie thriller. Quick and fast, thoughtless feature, my useless creature. Your demise brings me to happy days. Acquiesce to my game. Count no more birthday cakes scribed with your name. Spewing white sticky goo from your ass, showing no artistic class. I may take your legs for my own design. Cobalt blue makes a pretty mask. A hideous poison, I'm told, you spit. Killer of beasts, a mighty witch. Except for those crawling parasites that claim you as their bitch. Demand your subjects to curtsy, in the dark getting filthy. A paper doll queen upon a bug-infested throne. Better dead than overthrown. Twice your size I sit with you, yet peacefully you sleep in your wickedness. Are you happy in your dreams, killing me, drawing on your viciousness? Munch on my skeleton for hours, a legend appears, a generational victory. Celebrate your cruelties as the death of an Atlas moth makes history. In reality, your fractured state depresses me. A killed, warped in simplicity. I'm mustered for the hive in a state of Alexa Maya. A murder is necessity. On your back, comatose, you molt. 8 legs grow to 12, I grin. My giant serpent strikes your belly, and never shall you rise again. End poem.
Wow.
There you go, guys.
Murderous.
Yeah.
Just tell you. Yeah, I like how everybody, or not everybody, but certain people go, isn't nature beautiful? I mean, it's just gorgeous, pretty. It's so peaceful and calm. You know, nature is cruel. You're down to the spiders, and they're hunting animals. And it's dangerous.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
I actually love how you used the word mustard for a verb. I love that. That was quite clever. I think you have a typo. Let me just find it here for a second, because I know you don't want to have a typo.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no. I nibbled. Wait. Suckling on the teeth. Wait, it's a... I highlighted it, but it went away. Wait, some of my vision of murder and destruction.
I love that you find
stuck.
That. Thank you.
Yeah,
she
wait a
stuck.
Minute.
I've read this so many times, you never see them.
Yeah, no, it's basically you just need to lose an S. Like, the subject and the verb don't agree, and now I can't freaking find it. Oh, yeah, here you go. The fragrance of fatalities embrace, not embraces, right? Oh, fragrance
okay, cool.
Embrace.
Thank
actually,
you.
No, you know what? Actually, I think you're actually right, because it's a prepositional. It's the fragrance. Embraces, okay, and so of fatalities is just a phrase. So actually, you're right. It just sounds a little bit off. The fragrance of fatalities embraces the hive's environment. And I don't know how else. Yeah, that actually, you're right. You are grammatically correct. Okay, sorry about that.
Well, there's a first.
There you go. So, not a first. The images in here are just really cool. I don't know if this is something like you've written about and it's part of like a whole thingamajigger that you're doing.
Yeah,
but,
it's a whole contest thing I've been in. Yeah, I'm fighting a bunch of bugs to be a queen,
uh-huh.
And this is the fourth in a series. So basically, mm-hmm. I'm battling this particular spider, and she's written another poem to try to kill me. But the great fact about this particular spider is that if they are molting and they're comatose on their backs, and if you touch them, they automatically die just because you touch them, which is a great fact for me to know. So it's just a fun process and contest to be in. So I just bring this and say, it says, hey, guys, what do you think? Is it okay? What do you think of the imagery, all that? So. That's my open poetry
really
for the night.
There you go. And I love the B-movie thriller. You've got a lot of really, 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 really cool images here. You've done some really fun things with this.
All right. Sky, my other great critic, give me it now that you see it.
Ouch.
Sky, where'd you go?
Sorry. Yeah, I got a sneak peek at this last night. I wasn't looking at the words, obviously, because I was trying to sleep. But someone woke me up to read me horror stories. I think it's so great. I actually got the privilege to hear Sweet read all of them in order. To this one, and it's a great little mini series. And I have to say, I think that the B movies, actually, I think maybe Hatter mentioned it. I think that was one of my favorite parts too. I think this is just had a bit of humor and a bit of darkness and a bit of like disgusting horror all mixed into one, which I thought was really cool. Because like some part, like you're just like, there's one part you just can't help but laugh a little. You're like, what is? And then the B movies again, another like, I don't know why, but I really love B movie horror films. Everybody that's like, this is like a horrible film, even like fantasy films, I enjoy them, and most often they become cult classics. So there's like a little bit of a double edge there with that. Yeah, so I really liked that part again. But the details with the cobalt blue makes a pretty mask. I like how you bring in the facts. You did your research. You know, you didn't just go in here blind. You found out the other person that you're battling, you found out their weakness in their type of insect. You obviously looked up certain, like, molting patterns, you know, how they have like, what is it, like, a, what do you get in this author's notes, you know, mm-hmm. every 4 months or whatever, they do their molting thing, and they become very vulnerable. And this is where you had to research that. You know, you didn't just go in. You actually went in and took some truth about these real insects, and you know how much I love homework.
So you took
the Sky Home study program, right? You took the actual true facts and you built it into the poem. And when someone's reading it, they might not right off the top think, oh, there's like true facts about the real world in here, about these insects and about these little insect lives and how they go about their business and what makes them vulnerable and whatnot. And you infuse that into the poetry, so you're learning a little bit about things too in a poetry form, which I love, of course. I also really loved the there was another section here. Oh, right here. Here it is. a paper doll queen upon a bug-infested throne. I love that little bit of mockery in there. And there were a lot of other parts, but I feel like I've been talking a lot. So great piece, and well done.
Thank you.
And good luck, by the way. Yeah.
Thank you. And Deb just joined us, so hi, Deb.
Hello.
Hi, Deb.
How are you?
Good.
I'm
How are
good.
You?
It's so good to hear you.
And you're so good to hear you, too. One thing, Sweet Pea, and I don't know nothing about nothing ever, but the one thing I will say, because I know sometimes people, and I love this, people will say, wow, it's rhyming, and it's really not rhyming. And but I love people that kind of mix and match and use both in a sentence, you know, in a poem. So don't let anybody tell you not to play around with that. I actually think maybe you could get rid of some of the extraneous adjectives. Let me see something here. I fluttered to ground and I said, tell me how my endeavor to defeat the fawns. Okay. Okay, how about, I mean, I'm not a counter, and if you've counted this out and I'm throwing this off, then you tell me shush up because I don't know nothing. But I think this might read a little stronger. The season of the sun is cooling. The flowers fall lame. My beautiful cobalt tarantula, you feel the pain in my rain. You see what I'm saying? Vicious and cruel.
Gotcha.
Yeah, vicious and cruel.
I like it.
You're a killer, an exciting B-movie theater. Thriller, sorry. Quick and fast, thoughtless features. Thoughtless creature. Yeah, no, a.k.a. my useless creature would be fine, or a useless creature. So I just think you could clean up some of the extraneous words and punch them, and it would even be, it would make the hair on my arms even stick up a tiny bit more.
Cool. Thank you for that advice. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and it's just words.
No, I really appreciate that. I really do.
Okay.
Miss Deb, I don't think you heard me read it. I don't even know if you have to comment it, but it's there if you want to.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't get to hear you read it, and I was very disappointed that I didn't get to hear you read it, but I was reading it while the comments were being made, and I stick to what I just wrote. Oh, holy beep. I bow to the Queen of Darkness. Vicious imagery throughout. You rock. And I think I might have said to you earlier, and I still stand by it, I can't wait till I go against you so you can kick my butt out of this.
No.
Now, Deb.
Oh, but thank you. I appreciate that very, very much.
So you guys pick an insect or an animal, and you battle each other?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, first we turn into that insect woman hybrid with some pretty gory details.
I was going to say, this is... Go ahead.
And then Sweet does stuff like chemical peels on people. She's vicious. I have her egg to win.
Damn. Yeah, I was going to say, this is pretty calm, light for Sweet Pea. Suckled on the teats of the swollen, swallowed the passions of the gladiators who devoured them. Enough said. Nice.
Well, you know.
Yeah,
you're six.
Thank you.
She was definitely already a queen before she entered this tournament. Just saying.
Everybody bows when she walks in.
I do.
No, I'm not the queen.
You are the queen of darkness.
When you want to be, you could put anybody down in battle.
Andy, she has a poem in which she ripped her twin's head off and ate her, but she's not the queen of darkness.
Yeah.
Oh, my stars. Yep. Okay, then. ate her twin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sister.
And so, therefore, did you birth a triplet?
No, she didn't. She's a
did you regurgitate a triplet?
No, but that might be a great follow-up poem.
Ooh, I smell a part two.
There you go. Well,
it's a little
bump
on your shoulder.
Really
little growth on your shoulder.
There you go.
Yeah, a little growth on my... Well, you know, the twin on the wall, she ended up killing her sister because she was just a growth. So you never know what can happen.
Never know what can happen. Sounds exciting.
Yes.
Hi, Joe.
All right, so I'm going to put Miss Sky, would you like to put your poetry up? Or do you want me to go to the wall and get it and do all that? Because I can do that, too.
Sky is on there. Or I can do it myself. But if you want to do it, you can. Or I can.
Yeah, see, it's all, you're all good. Yeah.
My good little doobie. You're so funny. Okay, so this is called Moribund by Sky Darkholm.
Oh, wait.
Good evening,
wait.
Said the oak.
Wait, you got it?
Says, I have Sky says a bed of tombstone weeds.
No, you have to refresh. I switched it out because I'm super, and like I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I get it.
I
no,
don't
do
I.
I.
Don't do I.
I changed
it out. I changed
oh,
it
I see
out.
It.
Like,
I see it. Moribund. Okay,
yeah.
No problem. I got it.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Moribund. Sky Darkholm. Good evening, said the oak, in an almost foundering hunch. Good morning, said the ghost, 'tis I who slept here once. And in the quavering chambers of her solemn voice, she announced, this is where things go, to disappear. The oak himself, half vanished, looked poignantly at the churchyard, with all its burrows and catacombs, a captive indignation that arose. The oak, notwithstanding accusation, chose to pardon the earth, for it was the wind that filched the fascicles of leaf once perched. And what was the oak but another thing condemned? They went on like this, companions of the yard, she with her wailful dirge, the oak, the ailing vanguard, till at last it too succumbed to a soil hungrier still, a beastly enchantress, never near to its film. And she said to the oak, under a starlit chandelier, in a soft, crooning voice, I told you once this place is where things go to disappear. End poem.
Well, there you go.
And there she goes.
The oak himself, half evanished and vanished, looked poignantly at the churchyard with all its barrows and catacombs, a captive of indignation that arose. You know, I love how you use pictures when you take them and you personify, and the way you use pictures to personify and the way your visions do photographs work. But then when you take words to personify the tree and in the graveyard, and this poem does that, I am almost like speaking gibberish because I can't even put it into words. This is so deep and so sad. This is where things go to disappear. I'm literally without words. I cannot express how deep this is for me, because if I sent you the tree that stands above where my grandmother is buried, I can just see this tree saying things like this to me.
Good morning, flames.
Because the tree in the fall is all bright red leaves. And I can just tell me, I can just hear it tell me these things. Like, I told you once, this place is where things go to disappear. Because I know my grandma's not there. And I should never worry or anything like that. Because I know she's not there. She's gone to another life.
but just that oak and that tree and that hill, and it's just beautiful to me. So thank you for cracking me once again, Sky Dark Home, for all you do.
Thank you, Steve.
Rack and Tor, your thoughts on this, please.
Yeah, you need to be cracked.
Yeah.
I always enjoy the words.
This is my different. Sometimes it's hard to comment because there's so much. But, you know, yeah.
I need to get Sky to comment on Sky sometime.
Yeah, that would be great. And Andy, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I'm just kind of swimming in these words. It just draws you in from the very beginning. I love the imagery, the quavering, the chambers, the solidness of her voice, where things go to disappear. Indignation. Actually, question. The oak himself half and vanished. Look pointedly at the churchyard with all its barrows and catacombs, a captive of indignation. Is it that arose or arose? So you have to, I don't know how important that word is. So the earth, okay, chose to, I love the pardoning the earth of which the flints, please point. And what was the oak? I love the oak being condemned. I love how they go on and on and on about all of this until, you know, the vanguard. So question here, too, is the oak the ailing vanguard? Is the oak her ailing vanguard?
The oak is ailing. The oak is dying. So he,
right.
The oak is ailing, the ailing vanguard.
Okay, yeah, I got it. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so, and then it finally, it succumbs. There's just so much in this, and the ending is just exquisite, you know, about, I told you, this place is where things go to disappear. And maybe don't even need once in a soft, crooning voice, I told you, this place is where things go to disappear, and it's stunning. It's really, 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 really stunning.
Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome.
And Hatter, your thoughts?
Hatter.
Yes, guys, my favorite word is quiver.
Quivering.
and quavering chambers. That's the past tense of quiver? Quiver? Is it?
That's the act of quivering.
The act of quivering. I thought that was beautiful. I smiled the rest of the time to the poem. The oak himself has vanished. Nothing more majestic than the valley or the heritage oak. Beautifully done, Sky.
Thank you. I thought for a second you were going to accuse me for making up words.
I keep trying to catch
it. I thought that's where you were going for a minute.
Okay. I looked it up. You were safe, yeah.
Thank you so much, Adam.
You're welcome.
And Deb, your thoughts?
For starters, wow, I'm absolutely blown away by the level of compassion you just pulled from us all for the tree who's like on death's door. And I like the repeat of where you said this is where things go to disappear. And then at the end I told you once this is where things go to disappear, like driving it home. But in between the bits of speaking, like, good morning, said the ghost, tis who slept here once, and there was something about, the oak, notwithstanding accusation, chose to pardon the earth. And on that, you know, you have this Oak being so charitable towards the earth, even after what happened. I mean, it's a brilliant piece. Now, one of my favorites of yours. I am really, really impressed. Awesome share.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you.
You sure the oak wasn't a tree ant?
Well, all the ants are dying off. I don't know if you heard. But first it was the ant wives, and now it's the ants. So maybe this is the last one. Why you got to make me miserable all the time? Thinking about the trees and the ants being finished.
What?
We're talking Lord of the Rings, guys. Sorry, we just really geeked out. It's fine.
Oh, did you check out Winter King, speaking of geeking out?
Did I check out what?
Wizard
Winter
King.
King. Winter.
No, what's that? No.
The new,
Did you tell me to? I'm really busy.
Yes.
Okay,
oh
what,
God.
Is it a show?
It's the new King
oh,
Arthur
yeah.
series.
On Netflix, you did. You told me, right? Netflix. Or
no, it's not Netflix. I don't know which one it is, but
did you say?
Yeah, you got. Right. I know, but I'll have
I'll
to look up for you.
I'll put it on
all
my
right.
list.
Please do.
It's gotta be.
It's on your list of many things to do. I know.
Yeah.
It is. All right. So. Hey, Andy, you up to reading tonight?
Yes, sir.
All right. I need something. This read for heavenly.
Okay.
Hey, sweets. Sweets.
Yes.
One of the things I posted is Andy's entry. The second one I posted is her right.
Okay.
I don't have.
That's cool.
Just let you know. Okay.
All right, that's fine. I'm gonna have her read this first, though.
Okay.
That's
what's gonna. Okay. So let me see if I look at this really quickly. So this is collaborated with Easy Rider.
That's fine. You can go ahead and look over that, and I'm going to have Hatter read his first, and then we'll come back to that.
Okay,
that way
that's
you can
fine.
Have a
alrighty. Okay.
All right. So I'm going to throw Hatter up there. All right. Hatter.
Gently.
Because you're one clever bovine, right?
You're clever bovine.
Is that the one you put
yeah,
up there?
Yeah, and I wrote this for one of your shows, and it never got brought back out.
Right.
I don't know what happened.
Probably because I wasn't feeling well, so that's probably one of the reasons that it didn't
okay.
happen, and that's why some of the things got lost. But let's read this because it looks very, very funny. Okay, so go ahead.
Okay, and one clever bovine. The boys all woke to a curdling scream. The plans of their day, or what might seem to be the reason the camp was in disarray, the story goes on that tragic day. The vehicles rendered and emptied of fuel, tires slashed with a shredding tool, left with no weapons to defend themselves, hearing the banshees and the evil tree elves. Keeping a fire to ward off cows, wild they roam, but still somehow they always find their way back home. With Sasquatch and Yetis, you are never alone. Throwing sticks to fetch the cows retrieve like Chesapeake labs that always please. One vacant tent will be found. Billy's missing, and there's no trace around. Blood in his bedding, but what's most upsetting is Billy is only 8. Yelling his name echoes the same, fearing for Billy's fate. Goblins and ghosts, and what fears the most is the knocking at our doors. Nobody's there. Are you aware somebody's keeping score? Keeping the secrets in a little grain sack, testing the waters for a frontal attack, watching for clues on the soles of their shoes in search of a guilty sign. All are convinced of being witches. Oh, all are convicted of being witches and one clever bovine.
Moo.
Oh, my God. This is to the rest of the story on my camp story. That is great. Oh, my
that's
God.
Right.
Oh, this
oh, that's
is
right.
fabulous.
I'm not tapping.
Oh. Oh, this is really, really good. I love that. I am the spooky cub. Oh, wow. Keeping a fire to ward off cows. Wild they roam, but still somehow they always find their way back home. Oh, okay. So for those of you that don't know, a few years back I had a bad issue with my heart, and it's been replaced with bovine valves. And Hatter loves to tease me about being part cow. And every time he writes a lovely poem about me being a cow. And now I am the dreaded bovine killing campfire children. And this is fabulous. I just cannot tell you how wonderful this is. Nobody's there. Are you aware of somebody's keeping score? All are convicted of being witches and one clever bovine. Yeah, hang me up on a meat cleaver. I dare you. I will get your children. Oh, this is perfect. I love this. Rackentor, your thoughts on the bovine?
I love how you included till the cows come home, and that, you know, that kind of answered that question. They always find their way home.
Yeah.
I'm just so envious of all of you that deal with things regarding, like, nature and how you bring it home, because I'm so inept about doing those kinds of things. Anyways, I love this, and thank you for sharing the backstory. and I guess knowing a tiny, tiny little bit of this, I do the very ending of it especially is, you know, the blood in his bedding, but what's most upsetting is Billy is only 8. And then all the way back, you know, all are convicted of being witches and one, a clever, which obviously must be you, a clever bovine.
Yes.
And it's just, Hatter, you did yourself really proud. I really, really, really do like this. Great job.
Thank
great,
you.
Great, great job.
I remember. Yeah. I remember when Sweet Pea first came back, I wrote something about it, and I ended it with, what, too soon?
Yeah, is this too soon? Question mark.
Because it's kind of coming. It's coming.
Never. It was never too early. It was really great.
You got right to the part of the matter.
Yeah,
right to
the matter. Yes. Guy, what's your thoughts?
Hatter, you did bring this one last week. She did her show. That's why I have a bookmark. And Sweet has a bookmark too, you silly man. But it's okay. We can hear it twice. I actually didn't hear it because that day I was a read and run, I think, and then I just bookmarked some stuff. Maybe it was Steph's show actually. I don't know. But
it was never read.
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah, I think you did bring it to Deb. But this is quite funny. I mean, I think everybody. I've read so many of your spin-offs of these cows. I think that you could have like a whole folder full of cows, and kind of just saying, hey, Sweet, look at this funny little poem I did. I'm sorry. Yeah, exactly, Rack. It's like wonderful tongue-in-cheek here. The cheapskate laughs always that always please. Those two lines particularly stood out to me. It was just so crazy, and it just fit together so wonderfully. And then that kicker at the end, and you know, you're just the bovine. And for someone who, like, I've read a couple of these, and you do use the bovine a lot, but it changes. Like, you find many different ways to kind of just poke fun at this, and I think it's hilarious, and I think it's very creative. Really well done.
I think being raised on a farm with cows helped. I got all sorts of angles from it.
All right, and Deb is. And Deb, your comment?
I think partly, in a way, the best part of the poem was how he tickled you and got you to laugh. But it's got like classic Hatter cadence and stuff, but great story. Left with no weapons to defend themselves, hearing the banshees and the evil tree elves. It's really, really cool, Hatter. And like I said, I love when you can make her bust out laughing like that. Fun share.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
That's cow tongue and cheek.
All right. All right. Andy, if you are ready to read our Heavenly Angel, that would be great.
Okay, I am. Two things, though. Hatter, you know, you put me up there twice, and so you need to take one away. And then just one thing, I don't care. You probably won't care, but for some reason, given the fact I sent it to him, email, what have you, the format, like, all messed up, so I don't know how you want me to deal with that. But nonetheless, this is about Heavenly Angel who needs a reader, and she collaborated with Easy Rider, who is a very special man. And let's go. The Tides of Love. So, the sun is shining bright and bold. The sky a perfect baby blue. A beautiful day to behold. I so enjoying strolling with you. Warm summer breeze fondling gently as white-capped waves caress the shore. These moments mean so much to me. Darling, I could not ask for more. With the man I love by my side, I can't hold back this rising tide. Oceans of love I have for you. Unlike ebb tides that come and go, my love for you, 'twill always flow. I'll make all of your dreams come true. You'll never know the joy you bring. You've made my world a better place. This feeling time cannot erase. Being with you makes my heart sing. Like these sands of time, I shall stay. I love you more than words can say. One cannot hold back a rising time. End poem.
That is a beautiful poem, but is that the poem I put on the board? Because I got a different poem.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
Did I read the wrong?
Did you guys get, I don't know, did you guys read that poem or was it a different one?
That's what it hits when I hit it. That's what it comes out with.
Deb, did you get the poem or did you get a different one?
Thinking of you tonight. Collaboration.
Weird. Mine says Tides of Love collaboration.
I got Thinking of You. How weird. Heavenly, which one did you
send
me?
Hatter?
That is
Oh,
odd.
Wait a minute. Guess what? Thinking of You Tonight, she has two of them.
Okay.
There's two of them.
Well, I love that one.
Okay. Yeah, there's another one. Okay.
All right, well.
There you go.
I had a problem. We'll read the second one later. I love the one you read. I thought it was stunning and beautiful. I'll get this one up later for her. It's open poetry. She can give me two. I'm fine with that. That was beautiful,
right.
Heavenly.
Heavenly.
That was gorgeous. Deb, what do you think of that one?
Well, usual, the two of them write together so flawlessly that that it's like they've been writing together forever. And for a while, we all kept on asking, are they a couple? Are they a couple? And they were like, nope, we're just friends. But they write flawlessly together. And it's why we call Angel the Hallmark poet, because, like, she oozes love and romance with such beauty. But, like, if you look there on the right of her poem, there are 61 that were written between her and Easy Rider. And like I said, they just blend and vibe off each other with such beauty. Great share.
All right. I just put Tides of Love on the board, and so everybody can comment on it. That was their 60th collaboration, Tides of Love. That was beautiful. I agree. Oceans of Love that I have for you, unlike ebb tides that come and go, my love for you always flow. I'll make all of your dreams come true. This was stunningly beautiful. Yeah, I'll get the other one on for you, too. Heavenly, and I always call her my angel, my heavenly angel, comes down and makes me smile. So beautiful read too, Andy, by the way. So thank you for doing that. Thank you very much. I was just confused because I had put the other one up. So we'll get that one up for you too. And Raconteur, your thoughts?
You're trying to confuse me talking about different poems. Not putting up,
I know.
Wrong links and things. It's
well, because I know how much you like to read them.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I like when people read to me too. So there you go. It's Angel. You know, it's a Hallmark card. It's so many things that you know you guys say all the time, and you know it's hard to say anything different. She captures the emotions of those feelings and beautifully expresses them.
Yeah, she does. And Deb, your thoughts?
Didn't I just comment?
Oh yeah, never mind. I'm sorry. Andy, you read it. Your thoughts?
It was a beautifully choreographed dance. It really was. I liked the title, and yes, Easy Rider always is very easy to ride the waves, whatever it is that he writes, and the two of them did write beautifully. Again, it was really written in tandem, so yeah.
Thank you. Deb, I said your name because I was putting your poem up on the board, so I was thinking of you. So you are up, Miss Deb.
Miss Deb.
Okay, well, since this is a show for the Queen of Darkness, I have to warn that this is one of my fun, dark pieces, because I like to bring treats for Sweet Pea. With that said, this is called Naked Conformity in Roasted Marshmallow Rice Krispie Cologne. And here we go. Razor talons from the darkness tug, yanking you from the warm quilted light, stretching your naked flesh and staining the satin on the linen-trimmed, licorice-tinted sheets, bloodletting. The talons mince elbows, then slice veins and dice arteries, spraying crimson graffiti spritzed from the shredding. Tender chunks of skin fly, squirting on the piled-up organs. Cartilage snaps.
Oh.
Bones crackle. Muscles pop just like Rice Krispie kernels in milk. Twisted intestine tubes lay slit, and now your bowels are leaking feces on the carpet. The ebony claws drag your torso down, down,
oh,
down, deep, deeper into the red flaming pit, ripping bloody flesh apart and the incisions burn, welding with evil to conquer righteousness, greedily consuming naked conformity. And poem.
Not quite.
Deb's sweetness.
I know. I like to read the last part of that poem. Down into the darkest abyss, kicking and screaming. Those are the little authors, though. It's just as at the bottom in a little light ink that you don't. Deb has this thing that if you don't read the last few words, you miss kind of the end of it because she likes to read these little nice little morsels, I like to call them, that she doesn't quite include in her poem, but they're there if you look. You know those little bits of nuggets that, what do they call, Easter eggs in movies? She always has those in her poem. So greedily consuming naked conformity, down into the dark abyss, kicking and screaming. Yes, yes, yes. And, oh, she reads it with such sugar in her voice. Wow. I love this. I love every tiny little bit of bloodletting, talons, eating, slicing, dicing, tender chunks of skin fly, squirting on the piled up organs. Yes. So good. Ah, this is great. I
Thank
really
you.
Like this. Yes,
Did
very
you want
much.
Keanu?
And, I know. And Andy, your thoughts?
She's gathering.
Are you muted?
She's gathering her thoughts like he's.
Lost her.
I'm sorry, I was on
She's
mute.
Still there.
The one phone was dying.
Yes.
I had to do a quick run up my steps and switch phones. So let somebody else talk and I'll follow.
Okay, not a problem. I will let Hatter talk.
Thanks.
Yeah, on the line, twisted intestine tubes lay slitted. Now your bowels or bowls?
Bowels.
Let me fix that.
Yeah, it was bowels. Well, that's what I thought. Yeah, you know, Deborah's trick in her darkness is to make you feel uneasy in her descriptions. And she does a very good job. Twisted intestine tubes. Okay, that can be good. Ripping bloody flesh apart with incisions burned. Where's the licorice part?
The licorice.
Up at the top, it's just the color.
Very gut-wrenching.
Thank you, Hatter.
You're welcome.
But isn't that what a lover wants to feel after he's done with you? Or after you're done with him, just completely ripped apart and just conquered righteousness? I think that this is more of a sensual poem than a dark poem.
It's a love poem.
It's
a love poem.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you look at it the right way, I mean, that's what you want to feel. Maybe not feeling like you've been dipped into a red flaming pit, but, you know, just have to look at it the right way.
See, now this is what happens to me, sweet. Just you saying that, Hatter and many others say no matter what I write, there's sensual undertones. But I was trying so hard to bring one that had no sensual undertones, and, of course, my queen of darkness found some. Oh,
And interestingly, I kind of always think the other way around it because I think because your soul is so innocent and young and, you know, always see the other side of things that as dark as you try to be, some of your word choices absolutely will not allow you to go there. Licorice tinted sheets, you know, the crimson, which I guess could be either graffiti. I don't know. I mean, yes, there's something, there are amazing, you know, sharp images, you know, the piled up organ and the skin that's flying and the bones that are crackling and the claws that are dragging down your torso.
But, and again, maybe it's just because I just know you so well. But there's always one or two words that come here, and all I can think of is when you and I used to share stuff, and your word giggle. And I can't help it. It comes through, like, you know, roasted marshmallows and Rice Krispie cologne. There's just something that allows you not to have to fall down that deep chasm of darkness, and I like that. I like that a lot, actually.
Andy, are you calling me a Pollyanna?
Say what?
Oh, I'm going to call you a little bit of a lusty
Pollyanna
type.
No, I'm kidding. I do. I struggle with darkness, but I'm learning from my sweet. I think this one I went and grabbed because I figured she would get a kick out of it. But I have got some that are more dark and vicious than this one. But yeah, no, I do. I see your point. People tell me that all the time. How do you put the word licorice in a dark poem? Well,
I think but it's because it's dark and whatever. I mean, it's whatever it is. It's the image. I mean, dark licorice. I mean, think about it. It could be a rope. It could be tying. It could be suffocating. It could be whatever it is. You know, it's up to the reader to figure it out.
And I was really hoping that the slit intestines with feces dripping out would make you forget the licorice. Just saying.
No, you don't want it. Well, it's okay. It's a skinny shit anyways.
Well, I mean, but a lot of people, for me, I look at words, and you know how I often take, like, one or two words out of a thing and say, oh, there's another poem within a poem. And I do that all the time. I don't just do it to you. I do it a lot. And that's the problem when I read is sometimes I always see other poems. So when I look in here and I see darkness yanking you from the warm, quilted light, stretching your naked flesh on liquor-tinted sheets, you know, spraying crimson graffiti, spritzed from tender chunks of skin, squirting, muscles pop, intense, twisted. I mean, lace, no, I can't say that because this is a PG-13, but, you know, lace lips. We go down deeper and deeper, ripping flesh apart. You know, there are just things. You look inside your poems and you know you're dead. Down into the dark abyss, kicking and screaming. And there you have it.
I think the liquor works. Deb, my other quick comment would be to think about this, because I love this. Cartilages snap, bones crackle, muscles pop. With a dash, get rid of just like, and then it would be Rice Krispie kernels in milk. I think that probably might speak for itself, but again, it's your writing, your choice. Either way would probably work, but you might not even need the like, the and it stands really strongly, I think, my opinion, well on its own. Somebody else may have a completely different opinion, and that's cool too.
Thank you, dear.
Yeah, and again, you know me. I'm full of ideas and don't know nothing. But anyway, so there you go.
Might be a bit of a teacher in there.
Yeah, well, that's part of, you know, who I was. Those that don't know teach, right?
I didn't say
that's,
that.
I
said it.
That's why I run my mouth all the time, because I don't know anything.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Those that can't teach.
All right.
Okay.
Those that can't teach. I loved it, Deb. I just can't tell you enough. We've run Hatter. I've run Rack. I've run me. I've run Andy. Anybody else have something to say? Or did I miss somebody?
Me? No, I'm
right,
good.
I'm good.
But
Rack,
well,
I have to get something else to say. On. Love you all.
I know you do.
And we will talk soon.
I love you.
Oh, don't hang up, Deb. Stay. Can you stay 5 minutes?
I'm
going to let Andy read.
I wanted to hear, but okay, I just wanted to hear your comments. By the way, under the thing, under Hatter, Andy Horowitz, the first one, I went ahead and I copied, paste, and now it's written in the right order. I mean, it's laid out properly.
Okay,
because
I was just going to copy and paste and put it on the board for you.
Okay,
so it's all laid
out. But the way I did it and do however you want, that's actually laid out
properly enough.
I know.
I didn't do it right.
It just didn't, you know how that does. It just doesn't always transfer for some reason. It's stupid.
Right.
Anyway, so that should be right. So do with it as you please, my darling.
I will. I'm going to put it on the board for you.
Okay. And I'm just going to read it from a piece of paper, so that will work.
Okay, that's fine.
And forgive me, because honestly, my eyes are sort of really not working particularly well, so I'll do the best I can.
I still relate to that.
Whenever you're ready, I'll be ready.
All right.
It's called Evolution of Adaptation.
Hold on one second. Give me a chance here.
Sure.
One second. I'm getting there.
Take your time.
Page 10. Okay,
all
everybody, we should be there.
Sweet time.
There
it is. It's on the board, guys.
Okay. So there you go. Evolution of Adaptation. Sunday night, I remind my partner I've had 10 times more shrinks than lovers. Monday, blacked out, buried beneath cotton comfort. There will be no need for stress. Blank eyes wake while my body lingers behind. Sleep. My pets, blackness and silence, growl, nip at my feet. I scribble something about color by color by color, fleeing my room. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I will smoke enough to gaslight a house, learn my truth through fire, sip straight from bottles of Jack, call myself poetic, apologize for not responding, and again, secretly smirk at my personage, my capacity for grit. End poem. And that was published in something called Stone Crop Magazine. Anyway.
That is fabulous.
thank you.
Yeah. Deb, you want to comment before you bow out? Or did she already bow out?
Did bow.
She just left. Yeah,
that's
she
okay.
just left.
She
she's on a
schedule.
Tight schedule with her.
That's her.
Yeah,
name.
She gets her
kid.
Son. But I
sure.
am
no
going
problem.
To tell you that is fabulous.
Thank you.
I love, there's so many great metaphorical kind of, I don't know, metaphorical, really hard-hitting sense of self. Like, you really have to, like, how bored am I with life? What do I've got to do? Yeah, whatever. Screw you. I'm just going to I love secretly smirk at my personage. You know, you do. You get these people in your life that, like, I know you, and this is what you're going to be about. And, you know, hey, go drink your wine, and we'll talk about your poem about this and this. Like, I really once wrote a poem. It's called Warhol in 3D Red, and it's about a tea sandwich and tomato soup. And I had people tell me, oh, yes, Warhol was such a great this and that during the 70s, and you must be going deep into the personification of the blah, blah. No, dude, I'm talking about a tea sandwich and a cup of soup. And, you know, so you're like, I'm not that deep. But you get these, and you just want to smirk at them. And, yeah, I'm a whiskey girl, so... Yeah, learn my truth or my fire. You know, sit down, have a bottle of Jack with me, and we'll talk about whether, you know, I believe in global warming or politicians smoke and crack out their asses. So I just really enjoy kind of the reality of this. And,
right.
you know, I just do. It's just like, and my pets are always at my feet. And, you know, there's just such a sense of, hey, listen to me. This is what I got to say. You know, it's like Grace Kelly, you know, smoking a cigarette, you know, singing the blues and telling everybody to go screw themselves. It's just got that old-fashioned screw you kind of attitude that a lot of women don't say it. It just reminds me of old
old Hollywood broads that really had something to say, and I really enjoyed it.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's a little beautiful.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And I live in his town, so I really do like that. I live in that town where he used to roam around Five Points here in Colorado. So I get that.
To me, I think in a way it's just a person that just comes to terms with maybe even like their depression, and they say, well, you know, just deal with the fact I had to go away, but I have to learn my truth however I have to learn my truth. And sometimes I look at myself, and no matter what kind of a hot mess I think I am, I secretly smirk at my, you know, not my importance, but my celebrity, myself, and my capacity just for grit, you know, just not to let myself fall down that rabbit hole.
Right, and who are you to tell me who I am? That's what I mean.
That's exactly
you don't,
what I'm answering.
You don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And Raconteur, your thoughts?
Yeah. And anytime you self-analyze, I think there's the potential for that. I appreciate the sarcasm and self-deprecating humor. So, you know, that's right up my alley. Your view of yourself and comparing it to what other people think they see when they look at you. It's like, you know, who's the bigger fool?
What is it?
I can really appreciate where you're coming from with that. I thought it was great.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much.
Go ahead and ask Rack what he sees.
She doesn't know I'm blind.
Yeah. No, she doesn't know you're blind. Hence why I give him, I know you like to read jokes. He's blind as a bat, can't see a damn thing. We love him, though. All right, Rat, are your thoughts?
Yeah, I told Andy earlier, she's got a clever way of introducing her metaphors like nobody else really does. And I don't know how to explain it. I think she personalizes the metaphor before she describes it. I scribble something and then... that's a bad example. Hold on. My pets, and that's how she describes it. That doesn't do it either. I remind my partner. Anyway, I think I could be able to tell Andy's pieces, her rights, out of a group of rights for that reason. Very clever.
Thanks, Seth.
Yeah.
Thanks. Now.
Rack, you didn't bring me anything?
I didn't have time to post anything, but I mean...
That's okay. I picked something for you.
Oh.
But I got to read it for you because I don't have time to put it in video.
In video.
Is that okay?
That's fine. Did you pick The Suite Life?
No, I picked Forget About Forgiving. Do you want me to do The Suite Life?
No. That's more cow jokes. You could do Forget About Forgiving. That's fine.
Good. I'm glad it's not more cow jokes. I like Forget About Forgiving. More depth to you.
So why don't I find
right, so this is
get out of the barn. Get out of the barn.
Is it under skies? No.
No, I've got it. It's on the board. It's under the messaging board, group messages.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everything I post to read is going to be on that first wall. Forget about the group messaging.
Oh, I see that reading list. I see. Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's Forget About Forgiving by Raconteur.
Okay.
Forgiveness is a myth when our transgressions are like zombies that refuse to die. living like spectres amid the shadows of memories, ye ever present, although unseen. Drinking those moments we shared, intoxicated by the fermented truth, heedless of the inevitable hangover threatening to decimate all that remains. Setting sail over choppy seas, trying to weather the journey ahead, uncertain if the life raft is seaworthy, or that the anchor will only ensure that we drown. Eventually, the seawater collecting on the foundation turns to rust, slowly eating away what I once believed to be unshakable, causing the collapse of everything around me, leaving me to piece together what I cared about. Oh, my God. I can't, just totally lost my... Sorry. De La Rec. Sorry. In the rumble of the aftermath, my screen just went fuzzy. Don't know if it's me or my computer. Yeah. End poem. I love this poem for many of the things that are unforgivable, like zombies once bitten, you also become a zombie with yourself, both walking dead in the world. Because everybody says forgiving is about yourself and not them. Bullshit. They need to live in the misery of your own hell. Again, probably from the Hurt Locker, I believe. But you have this way of writing that makes people feel literally from the outside in and then from the inside out. You're such a fantastic writer when it comes to feeling. You are able to bring it out of people. And that's why I love your writing. You have a mastery of feeling in every word you write. You're just beautiful with it. Ragged tour your thoughts.
You want me to tell you what I think about myself? Wait a minute.
What? I only did that because you said sometimes I want to hear the guy's thoughts. So I thought I'd fool you. Or no. Hatter, your thoughts.
Yeah, let me... Rack, let me ask you, when you create, do you use a tape recorder?
When I used to record them, I did it like one verse at a time, so that, you know, everything was digital pause. So all I had to do was recite a verse and then pause it and then recite the next verse and pause it. But, you know,
okay.
Now to interact with the phone, I need the phone to do voiceover, which takes over the microphone, so... to try and do these recordings now, I'd need two devices. I'd need one to read it to me and then speak it into the other one and then trying to catch the pause button on the recording is what would be difficult.
So you don't create it in pieces and then record it? You just record it in pieces?
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah, when I recorded it. You know, writing it, you know, is writing it, and then once it's fleshed out, it's just a question of, you know, okay, here we go. When, you know,
your imagery in your own head writing must be stronger than what I would, because I fly by them because I'm able to write it down and go on to the next. You would be, the way you create is quite impressive.
Yeah, I try and hold on to the image, and sometimes it gets away from you.
Yeah, good.
And Andy, your thoughts?
Yeah, unfortunately, I just found it, so I quickly tried to read it after the fact because you can tell how long it's been away. No, it's my fault, not yours. It's a very engaging piece. I love how it drags you in from the beginning, because obviously a great pet poem, I mean, the most important components really are the beginning and the end. The forgiveness is a myth. I mean, you carried that theme all the way through and gave it a purpose as to why you felt that way. And it's true, there are certainly some scars that really have a very hard time, if ever, to heal. I hope that you know, we all learn to, you know, understand those things don't ever, some things never go away. However, they do get softer, and we learn to live with them. But nonetheless, yeah, this is a incredibly powerful piece, and I love the vocabulary, the fermented truth, and how you're intoxicated by it, and how it decimates, or it threatens to decimate every single solitary thing, you know, that goes along, you know, that remains, and just how it, you know, the whole seaworthy journey, but still there's salt water, like you just can't rid yourself of it, you know, kind of like washing your hands, like in Shakespeare. But no, it's very well composed, and it was a pleasure to read. So thank you for sharing it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thinking of You Tonight is Heavenly Angel's poem, her second poem, and it is our last poem of the night. It is on the board. And I have had a hell of a time tonight. Thank you, guys. So if you guys want to click on it, let me know when everybody's there.
Okay. Don't wait for me.
Okay,
I wasn't waiting for you, darling. I know you'll just follow the sweet tones of my voice.
Which one is this one, CP? Thinking of You Tonight? No.
Thinking of You Tonight. That's the one that's up.
That's one I read. Forget About Forgiving.
That's the one you read. Forget About. Yeah. No. Forgiveness, and then under that, yeah, it's Thinking of You Tonight.
Thinking of You Tonight. Got it. Yeah. Got it.
All right. My Heavenly Angel. So happy you brought me to. It makes me giddy. All right. Thinking of You Tonight by Heavenly Angel. There's a beautiful sunset, sweetheart, tonight. I'd like to think you're watching it too. Oh, how I miss you, holding me tight. Most of all, I miss just being with you. I just close my eyes tightly as darkness starts to fall. And imagine you, my love, are right here with me. I love you with all my heart and soul, my all. And I'm thinking of you constantly. Babe, the nights are the hardest for me to bear. Nothing compare to this love we share. When I first glanced upon your lovely face, right then I knew no one could ever take your place. I too think of you every night, every day, and I'm missing you more than words can say. In just one more week, my journey will be through, and I'll spend every beautiful sunset, darling, with you. And poems. Another fine romantic piece of writing between romantic, beautiful people in love and so flawlessly able to communicate it. These are what love stories are written about. I love that picture too. Just stunning. Really beautiful, Angel. I just don't quite know how you pull that off. I don't think I've ever written such a stunning piece of romanticism in my life. I find that very difficult to do. I'm much more sarcastic and, unbeliever of such love. Hopefully someday it'll find its way to me. Ragantor, your thoughts?
You know, my experience is kind of along those lines. It's to me, when I'm happy like that, it's easier to live it than to try and put it into words. And you know, when I'm ruminating on my misery, that's when the words come pouring out. So it seems like I'm like living in this depression, but you know, it's the happiness that you know. I guess the advice about stopping and enjoying it. Is good advice, and you know, she is able to capture those moments and convey them, you know, beautifully. And you know, everyone kind of says the same thing because it's kind of a recurring theme, you know. So it sounds like we're all, you know, kind of repeating the same thing over and over again about your writing, Angel. But you know, that's what we see in what you write. So that's kind of why.
Absolutely. And Andy, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, it is. I agree. Probably one of the hardest things to do is to write, like, a love poem because, you know, it's so easy for things to become cliche. But this, the musicality in this, you know, just takes you to sort of like another place, and the softness takes you to another place. And, yeah, I mean, you just are right there with her and right until the end, and how she's so happy that every moment eventually they're going to spend together. So it is. It's beautifully composed.
Absolutely. And Hatter, you have the last word on Sweet Discussions tonight.
Hatter.
You know, I've said this before. Besides being a Hallmark poet, it's so seamless. I'd like to know how they create. Do they pass line to the line and do they keep them, or do they tweak it together to blend it? Because I'd like to be able to maybe pick which one, who wrote what. But depending on how they constructed it, how they created it, that might not be. You know what I'm trying to say? Because it is seamless.
Absolutely.
I'm guessing maybe 2 lines per stanza each they donate.
He says they tweak it together.
Then they tweak it together?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the seamless.
And then she says, we just blend. They blend like a fine cotton wool.
You can't tell where one ends and the other begins.
That's
so
right. They're a perfect sweater.
What?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Well,
yeah,
thank you guys for a beautiful,
lovely night
again. I had a great group of poets, great group of poetry coming at me. I love doing this, and I can't do it without all of you. So thank you. It's been a beautiful night. Tomorrow night is, I don't know what's going on tomorrow night, so let's check what's going on at Team of Voices tomorrow night. I don't think we got anything going on tomorrow night, September 1st. No. Let's see. I think we are free to. No, we're free tomorrow night. What's going on Saturday night with the Three Amigos? What is your word
anchor
for Saturday night?
Anchor's
away, my friends. Just anchor. Anchor.
Just
I keep
anchor.
Thinking anchor's away. Just anchor. Anchor. Okay. Anchor. Monday night, we've got Deb's favorite show. Pick a prompt. Personal prompt Monday. So that's always fun. And in a couple weeks, we've got 9/11 personal prompt. First responders episode. That ought to be pretty special, pretty cool. So keep watching the board. We've got all kinds of stuff coming up. That's pretty cool. I like that. Let's see what else is going on. Not a whole heck of a lot, but, you know, we've always got something running up here on Team of Voices. Next few shows that are coming out, Saturday is the Anchor Day. We've got Pick a Prompt on Monday. And life should be good, you guys.
My Poe on Tuesday. The Poe quote.
And Poe is on Tuesday. Poe is on Tuesday. Do not forget Poe. That's a great quote.
Mm-hmm.
That is a great quote. I became insane with long intervals of horrible sanity. Quote by Edgar Allan Poe after the death of his wife, Virginia Eliza. So I can imagine that. I became insane with long intervals of horrible sanity. Yeah, I really like that quote a lot. So, everybody have a beautiful night. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you
so much
for letting me share this evening with you guys. I really, really, really appreciated it. Okay.
Yeah,
we really, really appreciate it, you being here. You gave me some great advice. I really appreciate that.
Okay, well, thank you.
You guys have a great one.
Much. I'm honored. You too.
Have
a great
fun.
One.
Night, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Sweet dreams.
See you soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, guys. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.